Look, I just really thrive on our coaching sessions. It's wonderful to be with you, and it's wonderful to be in opportunity meetings. We had a delightful opportunity meeting in Heber last night. John Nebaker arranged for a special lodge, and we had Savannah invite some people, and Tracy invited some people, and John invited some people, and we really took a little bit different approach than we have before, consistent with some of our previous discussions. And it went really well for at least two of the couples. It was exactly what they wanted and needed. But because it wasn't exactly what everybody thought they were invited to, it might not have been perfect for everyone. But if John and Cammie join us later, I'll have John give you a little report about that. Tonight, it's our entrepreneurship coaching. And so when we think about entrepreneurship coaching, it gives us a chance to think a little bit about Basecamp course, a little bit about marketing principles, a little bit about salesmanship, but it's really all about being good business people. So I think I want to start this way. I love how before we got started here, Georgia and I were talking a little bit, and she made the observation, when you start something new, there are lots of logistics and challenges and things to work out. And that's sometimes the case with Sixth Dimension. We try to make sure that we minimize the effort and obligation required by you, the personal development and achievement coach, our members, our friends, our partners. And yet at the same time, we know that there is a measure of effort required. And so tonight, I really wanted to start with that notion, exactly where Georgia and I left off on our conversation. I would say I want to talk about stress, fun, and stacking the odds. So let's start with stress. So as Georgia indicated, sometimes when we start something new, there are a lot of logistics, a lot of things to work out, a lot of issues and timing, and we've got to figure out how to fit it into our lives. And that can create a measure of stress. Not only that, something that we don't talk a lot about, it's not that I try to hide it or dance around it, but we just haven't talked about it. And that is when we set goals and make plans to achieve them, it introduces a new measure of stress into our lives because there's something we want to accomplish. There's something on our minds. There's something that intrudes into our schedule. And all of that can introduce a measure of stress. So, my first message tonight is stick a pin in the stress balloon. Don't let any of this create a measure of stress for you. Just enjoy the ride. Now, ways that we can put a pin in the stress balloon. One of the things that we know is that reflect and write time every day can alleviate our stress. When we take just a moment, think about goal orientation, think about our goal plan, think about our four horizons for evaluating our goals daily, weekly, monthly or quarterly, and then annually. Well, that daily evaluation coincides with daily writing in our high-performance journal. There could be multiple places for you to write in your high-performance journal. Don't overly compound this. Don't make it more difficult than it needs to be. You might have some things in your goal evaluation you want to write about. You can do that in your goal tab. You might want to be looking at coaching sessions from the past and look at action items that you chose from our coaching sessions and then write about your evaluation. How are you doing on those action items? And then that's also probably where you would want to score those five domains of achievement. Then there's this general category, that you could write about, or a gratitude journal. Well, you might save all of that writing to just the general journal, and then use just one place where you would score. All of that is acceptable. If you feel like you want to be a little bit more organized and keep them in their categories and sections, you can do that as well. But don't let any of it add to your stress. To the contrary, let that time of evaluation and planning wash over you. Let it relax you. Let it be the, I'm going to reflect on my day. I'm going to start by thinking about the things that I'm celebrating. This is exactly what we do in the High Performance Journal. Start with those celebrations. And then as you do so, let one element sort of self-manifest as an area for improvement. As you do that, the attitude with which you approach it can be very relaxing. I would even recommend that you start it with a breathing exercise. You know, five in, one out. That was three, but you get the idea. Just start, hold it and relax, and then jump into the evaluation. Not with a sense of intensity, certainly with a sense of purpose, and do the evaluation. That will help you to just stick a pin in the stress balloon. Second way to stick a pin in the stress balloon, just approach this with an attitude of, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy the ride. I'm going to enjoy coaching sessions. I'm going to enjoy the experience. Put a smile on your face as you come to coaching. Put a smile on your face as you anticipate opportunity meetings, etc. Put a smile on your face as you think about book club, or as you anticipate or engage the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System Boot Base Camp course. Just approach it with an attitude of fun. Debbie, that's for you. Don't stress out about your Base Camp course. The third thing that you can do to put a pin in the stress balloon is to think about ways that we stack the odds of success in our favor. One of the things that can add to our stress and our anxiety is the sense of urgency about inviting, help, lifting our friends, inviting them to join us, inviting them to participate with us. I'm going to suggest, this is our entrepreneurship coaching session tonight, I'm going to spend the balance of my time focusing on this, stacking the odds in our favor. That's what coaching technology is all about. Coaching technology is all about stacking the odds in our favor. In favor of what? In favor of growth, personal growth and development, in favor of achievement, in favor of the likelihood of entrepreneurial success with Sixth Dimension, or if it's not your choice to have it with Sixth Dimension, inside your multi-level, your MLM opportunity, or your other business opportunity, whatever that may be. Now, because I am, everybody here, the connective tissue among us is Sixth Dimension, I will utilize tonight Sixth Dimension as our model for ways to stack the odds of success in our favor. You'll want to apply them to your own entrepreneurial activity. For example, Seth has an entrepreneurial activity. He's employed as a salesperson. Salespeople have their own inherent entrepreneurial opportunity. They can grow their income by increasing the revenue they generate and earning more commissions. That's an entrepreneurial opportunity. I know that one of the friends that Mike and Debbie have been working with, Cameron, has his own family business. He and his father work it together. And that's a primary entrepreneurial opportunity. Well, there are ways here to make sure that we stack the odds of success in our favor in those entrepreneurial activities. And that's what we want to focus on as we talk about the principles associated with systems in six dimension. So if you think about just base camp course, we think about system in terms of four key principles. And those four key elements. The four elements of a system include process. Number two, planes. Number three, metrics. And number four, coaching. Those are the four elements of the system, of the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System, of our achievement system in Six Dimension. It's all about process, plays, metrics, and coaching. Some of process, there are multiple elements of process in Six Dimension, but some of them have to do with the dimensions themselves. Health, wellness, physical fitness, intellect, lifelong learning and scholarly fitness, social, emotional, and relationship fitness, industry, career and financial fitness, spiritual fitness, and of course, achievement fitness. Some of them have to do with, as we think about base camp course, let's see, I don't have a lot of space on my board. Can you see the top of my board? Maybe not. I'll go to the bottom here to see if you can see this. Case open, needs audit, solution presentation, adapted solution, closing interaction, and fulfillment and follow-up. Those six steps represent the steps in the sales process. And as a result, they represent process here again. Well, we hang plays on each stage of that process. So on case open, we've got rapport, position, benefit proof, schedule the next event, or permission. I like a case open routine that looks something like this. Hello, I'm Scott Baird. I'm the founder of Sixth Dimension. Sixth Dimension is a complete system for personal growth and development. It helps each individual become the very best version of themselves. That's exactly what is happening with Lindsay Rosander, who within the first week of engaging in the health dimension of Sixth Dimension, lost 5.6 pounds and found herself relieved of pain, chronic pain that had interrupted her sleep for years. I love that kind of a case open routine. Takes us all the way through proof. Then the schedule the next event or permission play can look something like this. I'd love to share with, a little bit more, but mostly I'd like to learn about your goals and your priorities. Is there a time we could talk about that? Or is this a good time for us to talk about your goals and your priorities? Then that leads us into the needs audit, which we've talked about. Now, all of this stacks the odds of success in our favor, and it preserves our integrity as we honor choice and accountability. But we also make sure that we do our job. One of the great pressure, one of the rotations here, I'm going to just erase a little bit. When we think about coaching, we think about a rotation that looks something like this. We talk about metrics. I think Cameron shared some thoughts about metrics in the coaching session, entrepreneurship coaching session last week. So consistent with item number three here in system, we think about metrics, usually the first week of the month. And then we think about case study. So case study is the pedagogy of the Harvard Business School. Particularly for a group, a band of entrepreneurs, we ought to use case study. So this is what I'll be working on tonight as we talk about case study. And then in that rotation, theory, this is what we really get each Tuesday night. as we talk about the theory, the research, the science behind achievement right now as we're focusing on the health domain. And then, of course, skill. Well, if I think about case study, I think about something that I frequently say in our opportunity meetings, and that is this. The simplest case is that one person gets three. So I'd like to take on that case study tonight as part of putting a pin in the stress balloon and also engaging sixth dimension in such a way that it's fun. So let's look at that case study. The case study of one person gets three people. So that whole notion is, how do we, I erased it. How do we stack the odds of success in our favor of doing that? So one of the things that you know, I don't need to tell you, is that not everyone will be as enthusiastic about sixth dimension as you are. They have lifelong fears and biases built up. They have prejudices. They have, in certain aspects, they have areas of skepticism that keep them from embracing. It causes them to have fear and uncertainty and doubt. When we think about that spiritual dimension, we think about these three aspects of the spiritual dimension. Number one, faith. Faith in a greater being in the universe. Faith that there is a better hope, so there's the hope, faith that that being wants us to have hope in a better opportunity. Remember that the sixth dimension represents a plane that spreads eternally, both infinitely, both directions and up and down, of worlds, all worlds that we can navigate to, new realities. They all start from the reality we currently occupy. That we believe, in, as part of that faith, in a divine or a greater power in the universe, that that deity or God or great power in the universe has interest in us and wants us to be able to navigate to a better reality where we have hope of progression and development and joy. That's where hope comes in, that we have hope in a better world. Well, if you think about many of the people that you engage with, by reason of the natural environment in which they exist, remember that 60% of adults in this nation have totally given up setting goals, never or rarely set any kind of goal, that only 9.2% actually report setting and achieving goals. So it's very normal that the people that you would engage have lost that faith in a being that can provide for them hope of a better universe. That's part of what we do at Sixth Dimension. We reignite that hope. But understandably, not everyone will immediately embrace your enthusiasm for Sixth Dimension. That means that it creates some measure of rejection. Well, this is where, let me get this back on the board, stacking the odds in your favor comes into play. As an entrepreneur, that's your job. Your job is to think about, how do I use systems that will stack the odds in my favor? How do I use our coaching rotation to stack the odds in my favor? And odds of what? Odds that one person can get three. So let me just give you what we expect the basic facts to be here. we know that if you invite about eight people, out of eight people that you would invite or engage, and by the way, this has nothing to do with sixth dimension. This has to do with the principles of professional entrepreneurship and salesmanship. These are things that we have researched for 30 years. So these statistics will be pretty close. That if you invite eight people to engage with you to learn about their goals and their priorities, in other words, go to the needs audit from Case Open Routine, that maybe about three of those people will actually take you up on that invitation. Of those three, maybe about one would purchase. So if you just really quickly think this through, now we can think about, okay, how do we stack the odds in our favor? Well, how do we stack the odds in our favor of one person getting three? Well, it becomes really a pretty simple function of mathematics. So if we look at, well, I want to get three people, so it's about 24. I'm going to round that off and say somewhere between 25 and 30 people. So if you just start there, all of a sudden it lets, I erased stress as well, it puts a pin in the stress balloon. Because as soon as you accept the reality that not everyone will feel the way you do or accept as readily the invitation to engage or move forward. All of a sudden you go, oh, well, I now get that. And when somebody says, I think I'll take a pass, you can say, terrific, that won't affect our friendship in any way. Please don't be offended as you watch my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed, as you see my enthusiasm for what I'm doing. Because I am excited about achieving and growing and developing. And I'm excited about the way I'm able to lift and edify and help other people. So please don't be offended as you see my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed, etc. But our friendship is strong and it won't be in any way adversely impacted. Well, now all of a sudden, you can just start saying, okay, I'm looking at engaging 25 to 30 people in order to get my three. Now, we can look at all kinds of exceptions to that rule. Where are the exceptions? Well, Georgia is a perfect exception. Georgia, you're on tonight. I suspect that you still have, well, you have. You've invited a lot of people. But in order to get your first three, I suspect that it wasn't that many. But Georgia, how many did you invite to the meeting in Heber that very first time?
Oh, I think there was probably 20.
Yeah, so about 20, and then you had the meeting in at your home in Henderson before that. How many people did you invite?
I don't think probably 10 or 15 at that one because my house is small.
Well, George.
Now you're right. Now you just invite lots of them and stack them up, I guess. Stack the odds, right?
There you go. That's the idea. Stack
I'm
the odds
thinking
in
my
your
house is
favor.
too small. Yeah.
Georgia, you are absolutely brilliant and inspired, and she's the perfect example here. Thank you, Georgia, for pitching in here. That's why Georgia, in less than 30 days, has three people. Because in less than 30 days, she engaged 25 to 30 people and invited them to participate in an opportunity meeting. Well, what does that look like? Well, it looks like a case open routine. I'm just doing this really fun thing. It's called sixth dimension. Well, that's your positioning play. It follows your rapport play that might be equally simple. You might meet them in the grocery store. Hey, Jane, how are you? Great, and we exchange. Jane, I've been thinking about you lately. Oh, you have? Why? I've been doing this really exciting thing. It's allowing me to dream again, have goals again, and achieve some exciting things. And in that process, I've been thinking about you. Wow, I'm flattered that you would think about me. Well, this thing is just so exciting. It's all about personal growth and development, helping other people, and creating wealth. And I know that in almost every household, every family could use a little bit more monthly income. And you've just been on my mind. You're so engaged in helping other people, and I know that your life would probably be advantaged by getting a little bit more income into your household. I'd love to talk with you about your goals and your priorities. Well, there's a case open routine. Seeking permission to go to the next event needs audit. That's what it looks like when we invite them. I'd love to talk to you about it. You got just a few minutes? We're having a meeting at my home. Come to my home so that the opportunity meeting can actually become a needs audit for them. That's all appropriate. Okay, well, so let's come back and talk about, okay, well, where do we find these 25 to 30 people that we're going to engage in that way? So let me take my eraser back out. And I'm going to suggest three types of activities. Number one, and by the way, this is now what we mean when we say help. So how do you help? How do you help someone that you have enrolled? The first step of helping them is going to the Achievement Hub and downloading the first experience. We do this first because it stimulates names and faces of your near friends, family members, and neighbors to come to your mind. Why? Because that's where we can best stack the odds of success in our favor. It is your nearest associations that are most likely to change our odds from instead of 3 out of 8 to something more like 5 out of 8. We'll say, yeah, I'll come. And if you can get 5 out of 8, you've nearly doubled. If you could get 6 out of 8, it's likely that two of those will enroll. So already we've started to stack the odds of success in our favor. And that's why when you help someone else, start with that first experience where you can begin to brainstorm about names of people, people that you work with, people that are your family and near friends, people in your neighborhood, people that you know that own a business or that are entrepreneurial or that are in sales. All of that is the first experience. Why? Because it stacks the odds of success in our favor. Second, I love as we've moved in March, we stayed focused in our achievement coaching. Rotation on Tuesday night, we stayed focused on research and principles about achievement, personal development, and growth. But as we've moved into April, our Tuesday nights have shifted so that health dimension takes center stage. So you already know this from one of our achievement nights, as we talked about 6 steps to strengthen a weakened will. At the very foundation of those 6 steps is get healthy. Because when we are less healthy, it suppresses everything else about our achievement, about our development, about our growth. So as we now shift our focus and allow the health dimension to take center stage during the month of April, we're talking about sleep. That's what we talked about on Tuesday. We're talking about eat. This eat dimension is absolutely fascinating. And as we have begun little pretests to our enlarged study that we will be rolling out soon, and our Get Healthy, Stay Healthy course that will be posted in the health dimension. We've been doing some little tests on diet and nutrition. Now, when we say diet, it's not putting people on a diet, it's teaching them about food and what the current research is all about. And as a result, people are having amazing personal health improvements in as short a period of time as 1 week. and it's just been awesome to see. Well, as we think about that, it shifts our opportunity to do opportunity meetings. Opportunity meetings don't have to be just, let me tell you about how the business side of Sixth Dimension works. Opportunity meetings can be all about, let's share with you the secrets of healthy eating and weight loss. For anybody interested in nurturing their own health, or for anybody who says, I've got 10 pounds I'd like to lose, or for anybody who's saying, I got more than 10 pounds I'd like to lose, this becomes a topic of interest. So we can invite them to a lecture, a presentation by Dr. Baird, who's preparing a new research study on diet and nutrition and the things that have been all incorrect and inadequate in research. All of those become ways we can invite people to a meeting. Doesn't have to be focused on a specific opportunity meeting or the business side of Sixth Dimension. Whoops, it's not our third yet. But it's this number two is invite to a presentation. So if we think about a presentation, it could be Dr. Baird is going to be talking about the power of goals and goal setting in our lives and how it can change the trajectory of the direction of our lives in a very short period of time. It might not be something you'd be interested in for the long term, but I think it would make for an interesting evening. Why don't you come over and we'll have that conversation? So any of those early achievement coaching sessions that are in the academy. The academy is, they're all those six coaching sessions that are in the academy are also available for you to share with other people for free. So that's another way to do this. So any one of those topics, goal setting, eating, health, when we talk about get healthy, stay healthy, it could be the combination of sleep, eat, move, and gratitude. Could be just gratitude. Dr. Baird is going to come and talk about the current research on the power of gratitude in our lives and how to capture it. So again, just a way to stack the odds of success in our favor. To one of these kinds of activities, you could freely invite, you know, dozens of people fearlessly. Third, I just love the current book that we've chosen for book club. And again, none of this should be about, oh, I'm feeling stressed that I have to participate in everything. No, don't. Do what is useful for you. And by the way, if reading is more time consuming than you have the ability to, get the audiobook download and listen to it. It's a great way to participate. But it's also a great way to stack the odds of success in your favor. Create a book club for whatever book we've chosen and just say, hey, we're going to meet once a week until we complete the book. So, you know, maybe it's 10 chapters. We're going to meet together for 10 weeks and just talk about what we're learning and how to apply it, etc. So all of these become ways that we can, in normal and natural ways, invite large numbers of people to engage with us in sixth dimension activities. So look, as we wrap up our entrepreneurial coaching session, we started with, whenever you add a new activity, a new initiative into your life, it can add a measure of stress as you're trying to fit it in. It can also add a measure of stress because now you've got goals you want to achieve, and that in itself can create a measure of stress. And the fact that you're feeling urgent about, hey, I want to get three people involved and engaged. All of those can invite a measure of stress. My recommendation is stick a pin in the stress balloon. And how do we do that? Well, let's do things that make it fun. Make everything we do here together enjoyable as we connect. So as we stick a pin in that balloon, there are three ways that we can stack the odds of success in our favor here and make it fun as we do so. Number one, we can do ourselves the first experience, and when we get someone else engaged, help them by helping them get through that first experience. Secondly, help them to create from their own circle of influence a meeting. So if we want to get to 25 to 30 people, and you want to get your three in 30 days, you might want to immediately say, okay, I want to create 3 to 4 meetings in those first 30 days so that I can invite people. I might choose one of those as a book club. I might choose one of those as a lecture, either on goal setting or get healthy, stay healthy. And I might choose one of those as I'm going to invite somebody to a coach, a group of people to a coaching session at my home on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night. Well, get those onto your calendar and then generate the list of people that you will invite. And when you do that, it stacks the odds of success in your favor. And once you're enrolled, that's the way you can help others that you enroll to be successful as well, as you help them stack the odds of success in their favor. Then you can go to work on the next 30 days. Wonderful to be with you in this coaching session. Take a moment and reflect and write. Where did you have an idea about a way that you can engage more people without fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which is exactly the opposite of what we experience in that spiritual dimension of faith? Fear, uncertainty, and doubt are not our friend. They are our enemy. In fact, you'll remember from one of our very first coaching sessions, as we talked about James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, when you have conquered your thought, when you've conquered negative thoughts, you've conquered fear and doubt. That's powerful. And that's what we invite here at Sixth Dimension. Positive thought, positive action, positive results. Take a minute, reflect, and write. Where did you have an idea that stood out to you? 3 to 5 things, and then maybe one action or one thing that you want to have happen in your life, and then maybe one or two action items. Take a minute, reflect, and write, and then I'll come back and ask for some of your feedback. Okay, I hope you've had a chance to reflect and write. John, welcome. I didn't get a chance to welcome you earlier. Maybe a thought or two that you had from our coaching session tonight.
Well, first of all, I like the idea of how you explained that research indicates the quantity of people that you would have to invite to actually get those that come on. That's good. I didn't realize that. I've been inviting people, but I've got to invite a lot more. I can see that at each time to get the results that I want. That's stacking it in my favor, in other words.
John, you are so wise and you're exactly right. So don't let discouragement settle in when the odds, pan out about the way we just suggested they would. Sometimes we can let that discourage us, but not so. John, I loved our meeting last night. I thought you did a great job of inviting people. And, we got focused a little bit on a health direction, which I think was good for two of those couples, but maybe not as valuable for the others in the room. But your thoughts on that, John?
Well, no, I think of the three couples, basically three couples in the one that I had on that I invited, and they all, in fact, I sent out a link, so I was hoping they'd be on tonight. One came back, said they couldn't tonight, but they're gonna watch it later. But I'm staying in touch with them. I think we're gonna get a couple of them, and but I'm just excited for the opportunity. I joined the book club.
Oh, John, I'm so excited. Welcome aboard.
I just got to get the book, but I did enjoy it. And again, like I mentioned before, it's the commitment. I'm not discouraged at all. I'll just keep inviting these opportunity meetings. As long as you're willing to keep helping us out there on that, we'll keep inviting and moving forward. So I just now just have a little more view open in my mind of what I need to do. I have gone through, we have filled out from the Achievement Hub the names of our nearest friends and relatives. We've filled that out, and that's who we've been inviting from that list.
Yeah.
So that's been very helpful.
Oh, just so awesome. Well, good. I'm glad you found that useful tonight, John. Appreciate your feedback. Very well done. Georgia, what about you? One thing that stood out for you tonight.
One thing that was good for me is that I realized that I took this way too serious. I wasn't being excited. And I like the way that you brought up to be excited and make it fun. And I think I just got in and got myself overwhelmed being so serious about it. I tend to do that. So I made a big note to myself to be excited about sixth dimension.
And
make other people come in as not make it look so serious, because I really got way caught up in my time and trying to get everybody called, and I was making it miserable for myself, trying to overdo.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's make it enjoyable. And just being aware of those odds helps to make it enjoyable, so that, you know, we're not just so worried about this upcoming meeting, or this person didn't come and they told me they would. And, you know, it's okay, and it's fun, and our association is fun. So Georgia, that's a great takeaway. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, Seth, what about you? One thing for you tonight.
Well, I really, I can just attest to using the numbers in your favor. In my old job, we had it all calculated out for every 100 or cold calls we would do on the phone. It was generally about 8 appointments you could set. And so if you were only calling 20 or 30 people, how can you expect to have appointments? And the thing is, I really like about it too, is I didn't know with this it was 8 to 1 about. And so I've only thought of like 3 or 4 people, and obviously that's not going to be enough. And so it's really nice to just – it's really motivating when you have those numbers, because you have something to shoot for. Okay, I've only contacted, you know, 20 people, 4 more. You have a goal always. So that's what I like about it.
Seth, I love that. And that's your nature. You know, Seth is this type A personality. That's why he was going through that when we talked about sleep, remember, on Tuesday. Seth went through this period of time that sleep is inconvenient. Sleep gets in the way of all of my achievement. And that's that type A achiever personality that Seth is. So, Seth, I'm glad you're getting the excitement and the view of getting those 30 people contacted and get 3 in. Whatever I can do to help, Seth, I'm here. And by the way, let's make it fun. You know, let's not make it hard, but let's choose activities that are fun and inviting for people. Seth, thank you. Let's see, Debbie, Mike, either of you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Awesome.
I'm also liking the number. I'm a couple things that are resonating with me. I like this whole number thing because I'm tending to, again, focus on somebody and try and see it through, because I'm kind of a project-minded person and task-oriented, so I have a hard time multitasking with different people. So that's good for me to see that I need to increase the numbers. Been so busy. But I love what you're talking about, because I was thinking here a few weeks ago, when I find somebody that wants to join, I want to sit down with them and say, let's do that first experience together. I will get you, you know, through that experience. And a couple other things that I thought, I want to personally help them instead of, woohoo, you joined, and on to the next.
Yes. Debbie, wow, brilliant. I was hoping somebody would have caught that aspect of it. That really, this is now our formula for help. We know we get compensated in 3 ways. We get compensated when we sell, and we get compensated when we help and train. And this becomes a great formula for helping. Let's start with that first experience. Let's get four meetings on your calendar in your home or at a coaching session. And let's get 30 people that we can invite. And maybe we do it as, let's talk about a presentation on get healthy, stay healthy, and turn that into just a delightful, engaging evening. Or let's get you started with a book club in your own neighborhood. Do you like to read? Do you have friends who like to read? Great, let's get, you know, all of those are ways that we can help. So Debbie, I love that you see that, and it now allows us to, we've talked about, it's about personal growth and development, it's about helping other people, and it's about creating wealth. That center thing helps us to create wealth and fuels our own development. And there's a good start place. So Debbie, I love that. Anything you want to add to that?
Mike had something.
Oh, I was just thinking that I get so caught up in just the nuts and bolts of saying, okay, this is an opportunity meeting. Come and let's talk about sixth dimension and making more money. And just tonight, how, you know, you can talk about just about anything and tie it into this and bring it around to an opportunity just to talk about people and their goals and how this can help. And the sky's the limit of what you can do, what you can talk about that sixth dimension can help them if they just understand what it's about. And so just to be a lot more creative about how I approach people. It doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about setting goals. It can just be about them and improving themselves.
Mike, brilliant. That's the vision. Now, of course, that vision is just now opening up to us as we move from one dimension, that where we've been focused on achievement, to a new dimension where we're talking about health and the particular aspects of this dimension and health. Now, does anybody have with them tonight a friend or a guest that you were hoping for us to go through the opportunity meeting discussion? If so, we'll do that. But if not, I'm okay if we don't have that conversation tonight.
We're good.
Awesome. Okay, here would be my final thought then. My invitation to each of you would be to go back and just start over again with first experience, and then think about scheduling 3 to 4 meetings. You can do this together. You might want to join with some other people and say, hey, look, let's get 3 or 4 on the calendar, and all of us will support and invite people. And maybe we'll use a book club, but we'll choose a couple of topics and we'll dive in. So think about that in terms of action items. That's my invitation to you tonight. And I'll stay on and answer questions as long as anyone wants to stay. But thank you so much. And I'm having a ball. So I hope that we can kind of stick a pin in the stress balloon and just enjoy the ride together. Great to be with you. Thank you very much and good night.